Patriots week as the Bills get prepared for their rematch with New England on the road Sunday in Foxborough. And the team's buzzword this week is finish, something that has proven elusive for the Bills in each of their last two meetings with the Patriots, as Buffalo has squandered 21 and 14 point leads.
You point to, you know, us getting leads early and just not being able to score more points offensively and not being able to stop them defensively. It's one of those things that momentum the last three games against these guys has really played a big factor. And it's something on offense we've got to be able to just continue to play. If we score, we've got to be able to continue to put points on, knowing that, you know, this is a team that's going to score a lot of points.
On the defensive side of the ball, the Bills' run defense showed improvement, holding Arian Foster to 77 yards through the early stages of the fourth quarter. But as far as Kyle Williams is concerned, it's not close to being good enough.
It's never good enough when you lose. So, you know, that being said, yeah, fewer yards, maybe, whatever. But there's still plays here and there that are complete, like, this job should have been taken care of. We should have played that better. And you're talking about wiping out, you know, a good bit of yardage. So those are things that we have to continue to harp on about doing your job and playing fast. And, you know, big test this week. Guys have to obviously be ready for this. This team, what they do offensively.
Several roster moves this week, with Terrence McGee and Eric Pierce going to injured reserve. The Bills added cornerback Cresden Butler and offensive tackle Thomas Welsh. Butler, as the fifth healthy cornerback, knows there's a good chance he'll be active on Sunday, but has seen the Patriots before.
I've seen a little bit in New England, you know, and then I played at Pittsburgh, so we've seen him my first year, my rookie year. So, you know, nothing's changed from their scheme. They like to, you know, run the ball to establish the pass, you know. So it's a good team to, you know, go against. You know, they already played them. They played good against them. And then, you know, at the end, we just got to finish.
Another move saw receiver Marcus Easley get elevated to the active roster from the team's practice squad. For Easley, this opportunity has been a long time coming, but he feels ready to execute if called upon.
I'm still around, so I still got to know my assignments and know what's going around, what's going on, because, you know, there might be opportunity for me. Like, you know, it just so happened to be this week. So, you know, staying around and, you know, still being involved, that definitely helped me keep me up to speed with things.
Head coach Chan Gailey said it's unlikely that Easley is active for this Sunday's game and that opportunities for him will be down the road. Notables not practicing for the Bills on Wednesday were Stevie Johnson and Kyle Williams. Both are expected to be fine for Sunday's game in Foxborough. Others not practicing were Aaron Williams and Mark Anderson. They will not practice at all this week nor play in Sunday's game. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.